but one had to be willing to give oneself to the Dhamma. And he was somebody who drew that out of people. And that's not just the monastic community, the monks and nuns that lived with him, but the lay community also. It was the lay community was very devoted, very dedicated to practice, to training. And my own experience of going my first experience of going to visit Ajahn Chah's monastery, and that impression of there was the we'd have the lunar observances once a week where practicing meditation, listening to the lay people come listen to a Dhamma talk in the morning. They'd spend the day practicing, reading. Then the evening time would come, and people would come together for chanting and meditation, listening to Dhamma, and it would go through to the next morning for morning chanting, and then they would go home. And I was, you know, I hardly knew how to meditate, and it was incredibly inspiring to see the lay community sitting up, practicing and just solid. So many of them just solid sitting meditation, practicing. And I remember, of course, I witnessed that, and then there was a full moon observance that came up, which was in Thailand. There's three big days that are on full moons, three full moons that are really special. So in February, there's a full moon of February, and that's the one I was at. There's one in a couple of days, it'll be the full moon of May, which is the Visakha Puja, the recollection of the Buddha's enlightenment, his birth, his enlightenment, his passing away. And then in July, the full moon of July, it's a recollection of the Buddha's first teaching. The full moon of February is a full moon recollecting the Sangha and the community. And in those days, all of the branch monasteries of Ajahn Chah, which already had a dozen or more, 15, something like that, and then the lay people from those communities, the lay people all around, and it would be extremely simple ceremony, but just not so different than what we'd normally do in terms of chanting, meditation, and Dhamma talks. But there would be a candlelight procession and in the monastery, and it would be the silent procession with everyone with candles and flowers and incense. And it was just extremely beautiful, very moving, and very, very simple, just circumambulating the Buddha Hall, or in Thailand, whatever shrine is there. So there's this simplicity, but a certain power there. And Ajahn Chah was kind of the focal point, who drew people to him, inspired them to practice, and inspired them to really give themselves to practice, and that's, you know, whether they were monastics or lay people. And